You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Well, the craziness that is March Madness has begun. We're going to get into that today on the edition of the Gym Class. Here for the next hour, 3 hours of local programming. 4 to 6 is the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Coming up on the Gym Class today, Dave Kochan with the Las Vegas perspective. Everything in the gambling world that Dave can impart his wisdom on us. Kevin Lehman is off the glass segment, weekly segment. Kevin is in St. Louis for Arch Madness. He's got the call on Drake, Illinois State tonight, I know, and there's one other game after that, Valparaiso and Evansville. We'll also have a Bowling Night in American recap as the season is winding down.
Was Scott a little bit off after the long drive that he had to make from Des Moines coming back to the bowling alley, or was he on his game?
He was right around his average.
Okay. No effect whatsoever?
No, not really, no. He is Alex Kuhn. I am Mark Dukes with you today. Buttons on the other side of the glass producing this show. Scott Unash, as you've come to learn, lives in Des Moines these days. He is at the Girls State Basketball Tournament, and next week he will take up residence in Des Moines quite frequently as well for the Boys State Basketball Tournament. He called the game this morning between Iowa City High, the number 2 seed in Class 5A, and number 4 seed Johnston in the 5A semifinals. Johnston coming away with a 71-61 victory. So City High closes its season at 23-2. Coming up at 4:45, the pregame of center point Urbana and number 1 ranked North Scott in the Class 4A semifinals. CPU trying to punch its ticket to the Saturday afternoon state championship game. It won't be easy, but a lot of folks from Center Point Urbana making their way over to Des Moines for that one. And then Friday, that is tomorrow, 11:45, North Lynn will take on West Hancock in the 2A semifinals. And, of course, Scott Unash will be there as well. By the way, that Center Point Urbana game will come to you on 107.5 FM, beginning with the pregame at 4:45. I mentioned March Madness underway, Alex, and stunner before I came over to the studio, Air Force leading San Diego State at halftime. What's going on there?
Let's just say the number 5 team in the country, San Diego State, has arisen from their slumber, and they lead by 13 midway through the second half. But I believe that is one of 3 conference tournaments in the city of Las Vegas. So I'm excited to chat with Dave Kochan because I believe the West Coast Conference is there, the Mountain West is there, and the Pac-12 is there next week. So 3 conference tournaments in Las Vegas.
Of course, we still have the regular season to go in some respects, and a game tonight in the Big Ten involving Illinois and Ohio State has enormous impact for Iowa Hawkeye fans. You want to outline it, Alex?
Yeah, see, I never thought that I would do this because I remember back to hockey season. Stay with me here. But I remember back to hockey season, my St. Louis Blues lost Game 6 to the Boston Bruins in heartbreaking fashion at home. And they had to go on the road to play a Game 7 in Boston. And I thought there is no chance they're going to win on the road. But a lot of people kept framing it as, well, if we would have told you at the beginning of the season that there would be a Game 7 with your team having a chance to win the Stanley Cup, would you take it? All right, Iowa basketball fans. Iowa loses their senior night game against Purdue in embarrassing fashion. A game that not a lot of people thought that they would lose. They still have a chance to get a top 4 seed in the Big Ten tournament. All that needs to happen is Illinois and Ohio State play tonight. Ohio State is at home. They're about a 5.5 point favorite. If Ohio State beats Illinois Then Illinois and Iowa will be for, on Sunday, will be for a double bye and the four seed in the Big Ten tournament.
Where does Penn State, Penn State is currently tied with Iowa, right?
See, Penn State is at a 11-8 in the conference. Yes, they are. So Penn State has Northwestern on the road remaining, and I guess the tiebreakers, if those three teams
probably the net
are tied, then I think Illinois and Iowa would be ahead of them. According to Mike Hall of the Big Ten Network, that is how things would shake out. So Iowa and Illinois, so many people wanted that rivalry to be back. They remember the 80s and how good and heated that rivalry was. We got a glimpse of it in Iowa City. I think that there's a little bit of, I'm not going to say bad blood, but there's a little tension between the two teams with the way things ended. And one of the assistant coaches for Illinois coming after Fran McCaffrey for some reason, I still don't understand. But Champaign, Illinois, Iowa on Sunday could be for that double bye in the Big Ten tournament.
Interesting. And, yeah, a little bad blood at the end of that game in Iowa City, at least on the part of Illinois, and kind of McCaffrey taking exception to Illinois pawing at the ball at the end when the game was never in doubt. I think the Illinois fans, what was it, a Wieskamp dunk?
Yeah,
late in that game, took exception to that.
They took exception to Joey Scamp scoring 2 points to extend the lead. I didn't understand it. I don't think that's going to play a factor because I expect Ohio State to beat Illinois tonight. I think that they've been playing well. They're at home. I'm not going to completely count out Illinois because they've been much better on the road with Io DeSumo back in the lineup. But that is going to be, we thought the first game was intense between Illinois and Iowa, and it was. If Ohio State wins tonight, that game on Sunday is going to be a bloodbath.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be an old-fashioned Big Ten slugfest, and it's going to be worth the price of admission and the 2.5 hours that you spend sitting on your couch watching it.
It's going to be interesting because Brad Underwood, the Illinois coach, is in the running for Coach of the Year in the Big Ten. And should the Illini win tonight and then against Iowa, they're going to get at least a piece of the Big Ten championship. And I would suspect that Brad Underwood would be a front runner for that Coach of the Year. Now, there's a long ways to go in these two games. But Underwood recently, his contract extended, as it should be, but he's done a terrific job there at Illinois. And then you have Tom Izzo doing Michigan State things late in the year. There they are.
Well, there's Michigan State, and there's Wisconsin. What happened? What has happened? I thought this Michigan State team was missing some shooters. They were missing something all season long, and
Langford being out. Yeah.
Langford being out was a big loss for them. Obviously, everything that happened to the program with the passing of Cassius Winston's brother early in the season, that was something that was hanging over the team all season long. But 4 wins in a row. They've clinched a double bye. Maryland has clinched a double bye. And Wisconsin, from nowhere, has won 7 in a row. And clinches a double bye. They're going to be the 3 seed in the Big Ten tournament.
There's another Coach of the Year candidate in Greg Gard.
And let's just say there was some question as to whether he would keep his job, but it seems like every time that question comes up, Greg Gard pulls something out of a hat and gets his team on the right track.
It's a scrappy team. It really is. And one that I don't know that I'd want to face in the Big Ten tournament, that team in Ohio State, aside from the obvious teams. But Big Ten tournament coming up next week. Big Ten women's tournament in action today. Iowa's going to learn its opponent. The Hawkeyes will play tomorrow night against Ohio State or Minnesota.
Correct.
In that game. So
they'll find out tonight. That's the nightcap of the Big Ten tournament this evening. They'll find out tonight. And as you mentioned earlier, you and I will also be doing some TV watching to figure out who they'll play. And I know we're going to have Kevin Lehman joining us. That game tips off at 6 o'clock Central Time. So a little bit of a quick turnaround for him. And he'll be doing some preparations getting ready for Drake and Illinois State.
Kevin Lehman joining us at 3:35 here on the Gym Class. He'll be preceded by Dave Kokin here in about 6 or 7 minutes. Bring you up to date on the PGA Tour, the Bay Hill Classic, Arnold Palmer's event down there in Florida. Zach Johnson of Cedar Rapids had an early tee time. He shot an even par 72, two birdies, two bogeys for Zach as he tries to jumpstart his season. Got off to a good start last week. But then faltered on the weekend. Rory McIlroy, your leader right now, 6 under par, 66 for Rory early. And in the afternoon, not a lot of really good rounds. The wind is up, but Matt Every is on the course at 5 under through 11 holes. So we'll keep you up to date on Zach tomorrow as well.
See, if I'm sitting in Scott Unash's seat for the week, I have to fulfill all of Scott Unash's duties. We have some breaking news out of Major League Baseball. The Chicago White Sox have signed Yoan Moncada to a 5-year, $70 million extension.
Holy cow. These White Sox scare me.
They are going to be good. I'm not going to say this year, but they have a lot of good players who are going to be. Well, I'm not saying that they're going to win the division this year, but they're going to be, I think, right there as far as a wild card spot right away.
Twins with over 100 victories last year and improved themselves, I think, in acquiring Josh Donaldson and some arms.
I think they did. But, they did a lot.
I'm telling you what, the White Sox look mighty good, not only for this coming season, but seasons beyond. So as far as you and I goes, we'll ask Kevin Lehman this. You really want to play Drake a third time?
No, you don't. But I think that I don't think they're going to have a choice.
They're going to play everybody a third time, I guess. But Drake, back-to-back games.
That's the scary thing, right?
Yeah.
I think back to the college football season where I saw a Memphis team play Cincinnati to clinch the AAC East and then had to play them that next week in the championship game, same location, and it's hard because you face a team that game planned for you. It's basically like going to a class, failing a class, and then having to retake it in the summer. It's like you screwed up the first time. If you take it then again, it's fresh, and you're going to do much better the second time than you did the first time. So that's why I look at Drake, and I'm saying, okay, 70-43, but that's a week ago. They probably can make some adjustments. You and I is the better team, for sure, but anytime you play a team, the same team, twice in like a week span, it's very nerve-wracking.
Been there, done that. That Western Civilization course my freshman year really
wasn't
was
it a
bad.
Lot easier the second time?
It was easier, let's put it that way. 3:16 on today's edition of the Gym Class. Mark Dukes and Alex Kuhn with you, along with Buttons, if you'd like to weigh in. 319-366-1600, our phone, and our First Federal Credit Union text line. Looks like San Diego State, with about 3 minutes left, is up 8. Is that what I'm seeing?
Yes.
So Air Force...
They're not going away easily.
Giving a bit of a scare to San Diego State, but looks like San Diego State might just hang on there. So let's get to a break, and we will reach out to Dave Kokin out in the desert and talk the Vegas perspective with Dave Kokin coming up next.
Growing up on a farm, the youngest of 9 kids, Chris had to prove himself, and he did, in the fields and on the court. As a Regina and Simpson College basketball player, he got the nickname Shooter, and it stuck. People still call him Shooter, even now that he's a Coldwell Banker real estate professional. His work ethic, skill, resourcefulness, and 20-plus years working in HVAC design and construction in the Iowa City area have made Chris Lehman the perfect realtor to buy or sell your home with. Get in touch at shootershomes.com.
When you create some of the world's best windows and doors, you won't let just anyone sell them. You want window and door experts. That's why Marvin Windows and Doors are only sold at local, trusted, independent dealers, not big box stores. Marvin never compromises on quality, offering unparalleled value, energy efficiency, and expert craftsmanship.
At Alexander Lumber, they're proud to be a Marvin dealer. Visit Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Every journey starts with a single step. On your retirement journey, make sure your first step is finding Medicare Supplement Insurance with Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We want you to find answers to all your questions about Medicare. Go to wellmark.com/Medicare today and get your free Medicare Matters guide or find a local expert to talk to. Then, let the journey begin. Wellmark. Must reside in the service area of the plan. Wellmark Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans are not connected with or endorsed by any government agency.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, why is the other Dave chopping down a tree out front?
Well, Mr. Employee of the Month, you said you needed some set.
I said I needed that report ASAP, as in right away.
Oh! So what does that have to do with the tree?
Oh, boy.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
You get your sports fix on KGYM. Now, satisfy your need for smart rock on Smart FM. Just John gets you going in the morning from 6 until 10. Greg's with you middays and serves up hot and fresh smart rock on the Smart Rock Smorgasbord. And Rick's got all the best tunes for your drive home from 3 to 7. Smart FM also offers extracurricular activities on the weekends, like Live from the Soundboard and Where It's At. When you need smart rock, there's only one place to get it. Smart FM, 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Welcome back, 320 on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class. Mark Dukes alongside Alex Kuhn and Buttons on today's show. Got plenty more good stuff to come, starting out with Dave Cochran and then Kevin Lehman in his Off the Glass segment. And, of course, a Bowling Night in America recap. Right now, we're going out to the desert. Talk to Dave Cochran. And the madness has already begun in March, Dave.
Yep, this is a fun time of the year in college basketball, and going to have it for a whole month. It's going to be a blast.
Well, it's out at the Thomas and Mack Center in Vegas. It's 66-60 San Diego State trying to hang on against Air Force. How about that?
Yeah, not a very good performance by San Diego State. They really haven't played all that well down the stretch, and they kind of sleepwalked through this game, and they haven't won it yet. They were down, I think, 6 at the half.
Yeah.
Looks like they'll win, but you know, they still got a couple minutes to go, and they're just not playing very well.
You're eyeing another game at the Thomas and Mack Center tonight with Nevada, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's an advantage for Nevada. They didn't play yesterday. Wyoming beat their arch rival in a real battle. So it's a game Nevada should be able to win pretty comfortably, and I laid the 10 in that game.
Dave, what is this time of year like in Las Vegas, the next couple of weeks with three conference tournaments in the city?
It's normally insane. I don't know whether it'll be quite that level this year because of the coronavirus. So, I mean, in a normal situation, the next month is just crazy out here with visitors in for the conference tournaments and then March Madness with the NCAA tournament, but you know, it might be a little bit different this year.
Yeah, and I saw a tweet from you earlier that you've already experienced that in the restaurant industry, huh?
Yeah, it was like a ghost town.
Really?
But staying home, you know. In this city, it's going to be affected more than in most cities because it's all tourists.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at some of the rest of college basketball as we head into the conference tournament, I heard your show today. You asked this very question. Do you think that Baylor out of the Big 12 possibly peaked a little bit too early?
They might have. You want to please play. Izzo's the master at this.
Right.
At Michigan State. His teams always seem to play their best basketball right at the end of the regular season and then into the tournaments. And it kind of looks like it's going to be that way again with Sparty this year. I think Baylor and maybe a team we're looking at here in San Diego State might have already played their best basketball and could be vulnerable come tournament time. It's really tough to maintain that for an entire season. The one team that seems to be doing it better than anybody is Dayton. I mean, every game that they need to step up, they've done so. Dayton looks like a number one seed right now.
Well, we need to congratulate you, Dave. You're on a heater lately the last few days in college hoops, aren't you?
Yeah, I've won 10 straight, and those don't happen very often.
Wow.
It's fun while they do, and we'll see if it can continue tonight. Nevada's one of the games, so hopefully you never want a good streak to end, and you never want a bad streak. Bad streaks can't end too soon. Right now, I'm on the good side of it.
One more reason to follow him, at Dave Koken on Twitter. It's a good follow right there. Anything else in hoops tonight that catches your eye?
Well, I mean, look, it's kind of an obvious spot. But Stanford is playing their best basketball of the season, or since early in the season, I should say. Oregon State is basically a two-man team, and they're not playing very well right now. It's a very big game for Stanford as far as their tournament hopes are concerned. The line's about pick 'em. So, I think Stanford's the right side of the game, and I gave them a play tonight.
How much does a guy like you, Dave, look at coaches and evaluating games?
Not much.
Really?
It might be worth a point or two. Some coaches are better than others, but it's the team as a whole. And the coaching gets factored into that. Might consider it more in some NCAA tournament matchups, but in conference play, these coaches, they all know each other, and everybody's tendencies are pretty clear.
Mm-hmm.
When you mentioned Michigan State earlier, kind of peaking at the right time. They were preseason number one. They had their struggles throughout the year with injuries and some unfortunate situations, and all of a sudden they've won four straight. Is Wisconsin sort of catching your eye in the sense that they've won seven in a row and seem to have saved their coach's job for the moment?
Well, I don't know why he was ever in trouble, if he was, because he's done a good job there, and they should just give him a contract for as long as he wants after what he's done this year. No, Wisconsin's one of the biggest overachievers in the country. They're still playing in Sweet 16. And he, to me, could be the coach of the year. They're not that good.
Switch gears for a minute, Dave. Has the action on the XFL really tailed off or not since opening week?
Yeah, it's basically non-existent.
Really?
Yeah. It's bad football. And worse, it's bad offensive football. You can have bad football if it's entertaining, the teams going up and down the field, but the quarterback play is terrible in the league. And they're going to struggle. I guess if they're booked for 2 years, that'll be it. They won't be around after that.
Okay, so your prediction is they're in the danger zone already.
Yeah, I mean, St. Louis is a strong franchise. I don't know any others that are. They'll have to realign. And to me, if they want to survive, they've got to go to cities that don't have NFL teams. I mean, if you're in an NFL city, why would you be interested in this?
Yeah.
And they've had some horrible crowds in this game. So maybe go to San Antonio or Portland, cities like that, good-sized cities that don't have NFL franchises, and maybe they can do well there. But the entertainment factor just isn't there.
Alex is the big hockey fan in this room, Dave, but always obligated to ask you about any pucks that you like.
be interesting to see what L.A. does tonight at home against Toronto. They're coming off a win in Las Vegas. And you don't often see bad teams in flat spots, but they could be in one here. Maple Leafs should win this game comfortably tonight.
I was going to ask you, that my St. Louis Blues, they went through a real tailspin at the beginning of February, and they've won 8 in a row. Does this look like a team that has another shot to make a run?
Oh, sure. You've got one of the best goalies in the league, and you've got the experience of having done it last year. I mean, I think the best teams are in the East, but the Blues and Golden Knights look like the two best teams in the West right now, and they could be on a collision course.
Dave, in baseball, they're experimenting with miking up batters. And Rizzo is kind of interesting. But then I think Pete Alonso the other day just put a kibosh to the whole thing, don't you, with the expletives?
Oh, I don't know. I missed that. Well, that's what happens when you mic up guys, you know.
Yeah.
We hear those words all the time. I don't.
It doesn't bother me either.
I like it. I think it's interesting. And if I don't know if you're offended by four-letter words, just don't watch.
Next week we're going to visit about the Big Ten tournament, Dave, and the Big 12 tournament, and all these postseason tournaments as we get closer to March Madness. Okay.
That sounds good. That's when the action's going to be taking place.
Thanks so much again, Dave. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Dave Kokin. Follow him at Dave Kokin on Twitter. And this is the week before the storm, I think. I mean, you have these interesting games. San Diego State, I think, did hang on to beat Air Force in that first-round game out west. But next week, it really, really, really gets interesting.
Yeah, so many of these conference tournaments and conferences where there just hasn't been any separation whatsoever. You look at the Big Ten, and there are a lot of good teams. I don't see really any great teams, but 1 through 11, it's deep. And you just, I would not want to go anywhere near any of those matchups in the Big Ten tournament, because it's just going to get crazy. And in the Big 12, it's very top heavy. It's sort of the opposite, but you have Baylor fading away. You have Kansas looking like they're kind of coming on strong and playing their best basketball the second half of the season. The Big East may be pound for pound the best conference in college basketball. Maybe it's 1A and 1B with the Big Ten. And there are a couple of teams out of that conference that seem like they could be Final Four contenders, especially Seton Hall with a star player that could carry them into that spot. And I'm going to be interested to see what the Atlantic 10 tournament looks like as well, because anytime you get to watch Obi Toppin and Dayton, it's a fun time. But I'm hoping for college basketball's sake that it things kind of ramp up, and they will. I don't think there's any doubt that they will.
Regular season tonight in the Big Ten, Illinois and Ohio State. Are you taking Ohio State and giving 5.5, or are you going the other way?
I think Ohio State wins, but 5.5 is a lot of points for an Illinois team that's playing very well. And playing, they went into Penn State and won. They've won some games on the road. I know it was against Northwestern, but a chance to wrap up the Big Ten title, wrap up a double bye in the Big Ten tournament tonight. They don't want to drag this out to playing Iowa at home. I think they will, but I think they're going to come out with a spirited effort.
Michigan favored by 17 in the undercard, so to speak, against Nebraska tonight. Michigan at home, minus 17
of points. But Nebraska is really bad, aren't they?
I'll take Nebraska plus 17.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Don't go to the bank with that, folks. Just
for entertainment purposes only.
Exactly. And for entertainment purposes only, our next guest, Kevin Lehman, and the Off the Glass segment. I'm looking forward to talking to Kevin from Arch Madness down in St. Louis right after this.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league,
but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl off Williams Boulevard Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
Making Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs.
Every player matters, and finding the right person can make all the difference. For Murray State, that was Ja Morant. In his sophomore season, Morant led the Racers to a 28-5 record and a trip to the NCAA tournament. In the first round, Morant had a triple-double in Murray State's upset win over Marquette. He finished the season as the first NCAA player to average at least 20 points and 10 assists per game in a single season.
Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
Bracket busters, Cinderellas, underdogs on top. With the right talent in the right place at the right time, crazy things can happen. And it's no different for your business. LinkedIn will match the right talent with your open roles fast. Post a job and you'll get great candidates with the right mix of skills, interest, and experience. So every hire you make is a win for your business. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports and get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Jesse's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
As a nurse, not making it to work was not an option. But driving through the snow with my wiper blades struggling, I just didn't feel safe. So I pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts, and before I knew it, an employee was offering to install the wiper blades on my car. I got to stay out of the snow for a moment, and I still made it to work on time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for some straight talk. You know what a full court press is in basketball, right? Full defensive coverage with no holes. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. It runs on America's best 4G LTE networks, same as the big carriers, but just for a lot less. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G, saving you up to half the cost of the big carriers. No contract. Full court coverage, half the cost. Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Welcome back to the Thursday edition of the Gym Class. Mark Dukes and Alex Kuhn with you today, along with Buttons, our producer. Thanks for joining us on all the different frequencies and platforms that are available to you. If you'd like to interact, 319-366-1600 is our phone and our First Federal Credit Union text line. All right, now we want to bring in one of our favorites, Kevin Lehman. We shouldn't say that on radio, should we?
They're You're not supposed favorites. To play favorites, Mark.
Yeah, I'm not. No. Our friend Kevin Lehman joining us from Arch Madness. How are you, Kevin?
Good. You keep calling me a favorite. I'm going to ask for a raise in pay.
Kevin, have you filled up on toasted raviolis yet?
It's on the agenda tonight, Alex. I can't wait. And I got an update for Mark. My godson's in Jacksonville, Florida. My brother Jerry went down to see him. He's bringing back a case of Land Shark.
How about that?
Back in business, buddy.
How about that?
It's like Christmas in March.
All right, you have Drake and Illinois State tonight, Kevin. Break that down for us.
Well, I had the last time they played about a week and a half ago. Illinois State brought the zone out against the Bulldogs. Drake with just 22 points in the second half. They could not solve the puzzle of the Illinois State zone. So we're looking for some zone tonight. You know, talking to Darren DeVries,
they haven't been able to shoot very well. It's kind of a, you know, you didn't want to put more pressure on his players. But they got knocked down some threes, Mark and Alex. That's what comes down to this Drake team. They didn't play well against Golden Iowa. They're on a three-game skid. But you get the feeling that whoever wins this game tonight has a shot at Northern Iowa because Illinois State beat them, played them tough at home. And the first time that Drake went to McLeod, that was a game right to the last minute. So both these teams know they can play with the Panthers if they can get by tonight's matchup.
If you're Ben Jacobson, are you crossing your fingers at least that you don't have to play Drake for the second time in a week?
Well, Alex, that's a great question. Everybody asks that. You got Illinois State, who they split with, a Drake team they beat twice. I think that the way they beat Drake on Saturday, I mean, it was they took him to the woodshed.
Right.
That I would think that you kind of have Drake's number psychologically, so I'd want to play Drake. And I really think Illinois State's a dangerous team in this tournament when they're healthy. And they got guys that can score. They're a tough matchup for the Panthers. We saw that even in the McLeod, they played Northern Iowa really well up there. That's the team that scares me more. If you're going to ask me, do I want to see Drake or I want to see the Redbirds of Illinois State? I would say if I'm Ben Jackson, I'd rather see the Drake Bulldogs, even though I just played them.
When you look at you and I's draw overall, now I agree with you. I think Drake and Illinois State could give them a game tomorrow, but they're coming off of a 6 o'clock game. They got to turn around and play at noon. That's never an easy task. They avoid Loyola. They avoid the side of the bracket with Indiana State and Missouri. What do you think of the draw that they got with that number one seed?
Well, the team that scares me a little bit is Bradley. But even more so is Indiana State. So Indiana State, I'm with you, Alex. Indiana State coming into that third seed, I kind of like seeing them out of the bracket. But Bradley, this is a team Will and I would beat twice, but really had the work to do it. And Elijah Childs is back and healthy. And I always look at these tournaments. Who's got seniors, Alex, and who's got senior guards? And Bradley has that with Darryl Brown, Nate Cannell. That's the team that concerns me. And Bradley's a team that's been here. Last year they won it all as a fifth seed. So they've got the experience. They know that it can be done. That team really frightens me if I'm the Panthers.
Kevin Lehman joining us on the Gym Class. His appearance brought to you by Coldwell Banker and real estate professional Chris Lehman. Over 20 years experience in HVAC design and construction. Go to shootershomes.com. Kevin, today Ben Jacobson named the Missouri Valley Conference Coach of the Year. This is four times, Kevin. He's piling up quite a career in Cedar Falls.
He just tied the record of Maury John. And here's another one that he's close to. Dana Altman has the most Arch Madness titles at 6. Ben Jacobson is at 4. Mm. But here's the amazing thing. We look at this Panther program. This is their third regular season title. And, of course, Golden Iowa joined in 92, so it's been 28 years. They've been in the NCAA tournament 7 times since 2004, but only their third regular season title. So it tells you how hard it is to win a regular season title. You know, and the Hawkeyes can attest to that since 79, since Lute Olson's team won the Big Ten championship. It's hard to do in a league that's as balanced as the Valley or the Big Ten.
When you look at the Panthers going into this tournament, I just don't know which way to lean on how they're going to come out Friday and play whoever tomorrow and play whoever they do, because there's going to be a lot of pressure. They know they have to win 3 games in 3 days to get into the NCAA tournament, and this looks like an NCAA tournament team. They've played like it for most of the year, but they're going to have to win the tournament to prove it.
Well, Alex, I've been around them a lot, and this team's got a little swag to them.
Right.
I saw that in the Knapp Center. They kind of got an air about them, like, this is no problem. They got some leadership, even though they're two first-teamers, Fife and Green are sophomores. You got a fifth-year guy in Spencer Haldeman. You've got Isaiah Brown in there. Burhau, third-year guy. They've got experience along with that youth, and they just have that kind of that it. When you're around them and you see them operate, you know, that was impressive what they did at the Knapp Center against that Drake team. Not easy to do to go in there because Drake had won, I believe, 18 or less, 19 at home in the Napson over the last year and a half. That was not an easy venue to play, and they certainly took care of business without any problem. So, and I think the rest of the problem he's talking about right now is this a turn? Will they get a bid if they don't win this? I mean, their metrics get better every time you look at them. They're at a 36 net right now. The RPI is a 19, so before the net, they would have squarely been in the field as a good seed with a 19 RPI. And Ken Palm, I believe, has them around 38, 39. So all those metrics are pointing that this is the team that's going to get in as an at-large should they trip up here in St. Louis.
You know, Kevin, A.J. Green gets a lot of attention, and rightfully so. He's the Larry Bird Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Year as a sophomore. Not too many players have done that, but to me, a healthy Austin Fife has meant the world to this team. I would say you.
Mark, you're right on that one. And I've said this, the extension of the three-point line in college basketball has probably helped Northern Iowa more than any other team because of the shooters they have. And because of that three-point line being wider, most coaches say they haven't seen much of a difference. It has opened up the middle for Austin Fife to operate. You can't send a double in there because they have so many three-point shooters. Plus, it takes you another split second to get there and recover off a double team. That's why his numbers are so good, in my opinion. And this is a guy that basketball left him last year because of the illness, so he appreciates what he has. He's gotten better throughout the last 2 months. The guy's leading the league in offensive rebounds, total rebounds, field goal percentage. He's been spectacular for this Northern Iowa team. I don't think they saw this coming if you're talking to Ben Jackson and his staff.
Now, let's get a little more into this, the movement of the three-point line back a foot, Kevin. You kind of touched on it there with your opinion, but the coach's opinions. Going into the season, I think the conventional wisdom was that it would open up the middle more. And as you've gone around and done game after game after game and observed a lot, what do you think the impact it has been?
Mark, if you have three-point shooters, it opens up the middle. But if you have guys who can't make threes, it plugs it up more because now you don't have to go out there and guard them. So it's a double-edged sword. That's why I said it's really helped the Panthers because they can put not only Green out there, Burhau, Haldeman and Brown and Noah Carter can all make three, so you have to go out there and guard them. Now, I've done some games where teams don't have guys that can make the threes, and that packs in. Now, great example is Drake is in a slump right now. Northern Iowa stood guys way inside and dared Roman Penn and Murphy to shoot the basketball last Saturday. So it packed in the middle, and Leon Robbins couldn't get touches. So you're seeing it work both ways. And the good shooters, it didn't affect them at all. The marginal shooters, those are the guys the three-point line extension had an effect on.
If you had to bet a case of Landshark, who comes out of the top of the bracket, which team would it be?
Well, if you're making me bet Landshark, I've got to go with the Panthers on that one.
Oh, I'm sorry, bottom of the bracket.
Perspective for me, Mark.
I'm sorry, the bottom of the bracket.
Oh, the bottom of the bracket? Well, I tell you what, Missouri State is scary. And here's what I look for when you come into these games, tournament time. Who's got seniors? He does. Who's got momentum? They do. But you can't look past Loyola because they've been there before. But I think Missouri State may be the sleeper. And the reason Indiana State, I didn't say them, because their front line are freshmen. And we've got a saying down here. When you get in this type of venue where you put that third tier of bleachers up above, sometimes those freshmen in the second game, they look up and, wow, there's 12,000 people in here. It's a little bit different atmosphere than I'm used to. And it always comes down to guard play wins and experience wins. So I would lean toward Missouri State in that lower bracket.
When I watch this UNI team, I can't help but think back to that Loyola team from 2018 that made it to the Final Four. They had a nice, versatile big man who's still there in Cameron Krutwig. And you look at what Austin Fife has done for this team. But the thing about that Loyola team, they had a lot of shooters and a lot of guys that could burn you. They didn't have just that one guy. But when you look at you and I almost think that they're sort of an upgrade of that team because they have a much more consistent scorer and dominant player in A.J. Green than even that Loyola team had.
Well, that's a great observation because they can hit you with so many weapons. Now, when you ask Ben Jackson if you need to score, you're down two last possession, it's going in A.J. Green's hand, but it's going in his hand to make plays. Because of what you just said, Alec, they got shooters all the way around them. And the key to that Loyola run, you remember, Kansas State, I think, knocked Kentucky out of it.
Right.
So you got to get lucky to get that Final Four. Somebody's got to get upset in that bracket to open it up for you. And those, but this Golden Iowa team has a look of a team that can win some games when they get into the tournament, just based on what you said. And if they get hot, they got a lot of weapons.
Kevin, what in the world happened Tuesday night in Iowa City?
I was wondering when to get to that one. There are certain teams that are just bad matchups for you, and I think Purdue may be one for the Hawkeyes. If you know, and I was doing that show with Rob Brooks, so I listened to it on the radio on the way back and then caught the last part of it. Slow starts, gave up offensive rebounds, and those are the things you can't do. But I was shocked at the ease of Purdue winning that game. You know, Wieskamp's still a little bit hesitant at the three-point line. They need to get him going. I think it's a blip on the radar screen. A lot of people are saying, hey, France teams have faltered down the stretch before toward the end. I think it's just a blip for this team. I look for them to have some success. Illinois is a tough one coming up, though. To go in there and play the Illini. That rivalry is back between the Illini and the Hawkeyes.
So many times when a shooter goes into a slump, you'll see them put up a bunch of shots to try to get themselves out of it. How difficult is it now with Joe Wieskamp, who by nature is an unselfish player and sometimes defers when he's in a slump like this to try to get him out of it?
Well, I think that's one of the things about Joe is, I've always said he's not really an alpha dog personality. Kind of like Garza wants the ball all the time, and he defers. It's tough to change that personality in a player. But, you know, with Fran, I think if you're an offensive player, you'd love to play for Fran McCaffrey because if you're open, you're told to shoot the basketball, whether you're in a slump or not. So I think you're going to see him. And you've seen players do this. You guys have both watched basketball. You get in a slump, and all of a sudden, he comes back and hits a bunch. You know, I talked to Matt Gaetans before Saturday's game, and I said, remember when you had that string at the end, that hot streak? He goes, yeah, I made 13 threes in a row.
Mm.
You remember Matt Gaetans? I think it was Purdue was one of them. He had about 2.5-game stretch for
Wisconsin.
He off, and he said, you know, that basket looks so big. And he goes, the 14th one I missed, I thought was perfect when it came off my hand. So you got to have a shooter's mentality. You think everyone's going in, and I think Wieskamp's going to find that again.
You know, that Illinois game Sunday night, Kevin, I don't think there's an ounce of bad blood between Fran McCaffrey and Brad Underwood. But what about the Illinois assistants who complained about Wieskamp's dunk towards the end of that game? And they're going to be professional? Is some of it carry over? Is it going to be chippy on the court? What do you expect?
I think it's to be chippy on the court just because the fan bases don't like each other. And, you know, as far as the assistant coach goes, we discussed this when it happened. That's not his place. And I'm sure Brad Underwood told the assistant, you know, you keep your mouth shut, shake hands, and get out of there. That if somebody's going to complain about it, should be the head coach, not the assistant's place. But you remember this rivalry back in the day. The fan bases don't like each other, and we know Iowa has a large contingency of students that are Illinois kids. I love it, and I always think back to the time that I think Todd Licklider was coaching when Illinois came in and took over that whole north end zone of Carver Hawkeye and then pulled their shirts off. They all had orange on. Remember that a few years ago?
Sure.
I thought that was a great move. A lot of people are upset about it, but I thought that took some ingenuity. And I love that about college basketball. When you have a student body get that involved in your basketball team, you know, much like the Cameron indoor crazies, that they think up a scheme like that. I said, kudos the Illini, to the Orange Crush for that one. And maybe the Hawks will return that favor in Champaign coming up this weekend.
Mike Hall of the Big Ten Network pointed out today that if Illinois loses tonight to Ohio State in Columbus, then that game on Sunday in Champaign is going to decide who gets the fourth seed in the final double bye in the Big Ten tournament. If that's the case, can you imagine how intense that game on Sunday is going to be inside Assembly Hall?
Oh, that's what this is all about. And how about the Big Ten? Six losses? Is that what's going to win this Big Ten regular season title?
It's going to have to, yeah.
Yeah, it's a six loss. And Rob Brooks told me in the beginning of the season, he said five losses would win it or get a share, and now it's at six. I've never seen a Big Ten so balanced in all my years of following the Hawkeyes in the Big Ten. It's been incredible.
Kevin, I hope you have a great run this weekend in St. Louis. And what's that lasagna you were talking about?
Lasagna.
Or what?
Toasted ravioli.
Toasted ravioli, okay.
Toasted ravioli, man.
They're phenomenal.
Alex knows my eating patterns somehow.
Well, you go to St. Louis, you can't avoid them. They're everywhere.
Yeah. Oh.
And I got to give an update. Hawkeye softball, 14-4 is what they're at, Alex and Mark. And they're back in Madero Beach, Florida. I tell you, guys, you got to get a gig with the Iowa softball.
Yeah, I was going to say, lucky.
Every weekend.
Yeah, that's a good gig if you can get it. We're reaching out to Coach Gillespie for an appearance if they ever get back home, Kevin.
There you go, yeah. Get back to the cold weather. It's beautiful down here. We got 65 degrees here in St. Louis today.
All right, man. Enjoy yourself. We'll be tuned in to Drake, Illinois State tonight, and talk to you next week.
All right. Mark and Alex, thanks for having me on. Have a good day.
You bet. Kevin Lehman joining us on the gym class. We've had one final break, and when we come back, we'll put a wrap on it and give you a Bowling Night in America recap.
Twice a year, something extraordinary happens. You get access to exclusive Dell employee savings. Dell's semi-annual sale is here, and uncompromising designs are now yours for less. Save an extra 17% on Dell and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors. It's time for you to upgrade to new, modern devices with Windows 10. Save on a wide selection of top-brand electronics and accessories, plus free shipping on everything. Call 800-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/semi-annual sale. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
Here's a life hack you won't find in any podcast. The fuel you put in your engine matters. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus helps keep your engine running like new because it's engineered with four levels of defense against gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So, be sure to subscribe to Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought in engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline.
It's time for some straight talk. You know what a full court press is in basketball, right? Full defensive coverage with no holes. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. It runs on America's best 4G LTE networks, same as the big carriers, but just for a lot less. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G, saving you up to half the cost of the big carriers. No contract. Full court coverage, half the cost. Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Okay, you know how it feels when you've saved enough for that long-awaited home addition? Now imagine an addition on that addition. Whoa. That's the feeling with Capital One, where a new savings account earns an interest rate five times the national average. That's right, five times, as represented by five times more singers. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the gym class, 356 on this Thursday edition. Thanks to Dave Koken and Kevin Lehman for joining us. Their appearances weekly on Thursdays. Also on Thursdays, Bowling Night in America, our friends out there at May City Bowl. Scott Unash, between his trips to Des Moines back and forth, he was in the lineup last night, and you asked earlier, he was about on average. Yeah.
Okay. So
he was solid.
It made no difference, as you mentioned earlier.
No, it didn't. Not a good night for the Rusty Nails. Lost 20 out of 30 points to Grill Works. Really interesting last game. All 10 players had at least a 200 game, and the Rusty Nails on the short end of a 9-point game there. So pretty close competition. Week 25 in the books. Only 6 weeks to go in Bowling Night in America adult evergreen season. Zach Prusha hopes it doesn't come to an end. He had a perfect 300 last night. Max Hyatt right behind, 298. Marcus Smits with the high series at 779, and Corey Morgan right behind at 778. And again, congratulations to the Tershka family, celebrating 25 years of ownership at May City Bowl. If you have any questions about open bowling equipment, Summer League sign up coming up soon, give them a call at 362-0136 or visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com. Alex, you're going to be with me for a while here.
As long as I hear my name called, I'm going to sit in Scott Unash's seat. And I brought the breaking Chicago White Sox news earlier. If there's anything that comes across from the Kansas City Chiefs or the world of the PGA, I'll bring it.
You're that reliever, the right-hander coming out of the bullpen.
Yeah, but those don't exist anymore, remember, because there's a three-batter minimum. So,
oh, that's right.
I'm apparently ambidextrous. I have to be the righty and the lefty reliever.
You have a two-week minimum here, it looks like. As Scott Unash continues his coverage of the girls' state basketball tournament. And tonight at 4:45 on 107.5 FM, it'll be Centerpoint Urbana taking on number one-ranked North Scott in a 4A semifinal. And the winner of that game will move on to Saturday afternoon's championship game. Tomorrow, Scott will be on the air at 11:45 or shortly before that to call a 2A semifinal between North Lynn and West Hancock. Again, thanks to our guest today. Tomorrow, we will visit with Jeff Johnson. He will be covering the Boys State Basketball Tournament. He's on the Rough Rider beat. He'll soon be on the Cedar Rapids Colonels beat. And following this show is the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, only with Alex Kuhn and Rob Howe today. You got a couple good guests, I'm sure.
Howard Balzer, longtime NFL observer, is going to join us to talk a little XFL and NFL happenings.
Excellent. Look forward to it. We'll talk to you all tomorrow.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Kevin Witt to the Mountain West Conference's top seeded San Diego State Aztecs survived a huge scare today in the quarterfinal game against ninth seeded Air Force. San Diego State wins 73-60, moving 29-1 on the season, but they were down at the half and they needed a 27-6 second half run to pull out the win. Joe Lenardi has the Aztecs as one of his four number one seeds that'd be the one in the East. Tomorrow in the semis, San Diego State gets the winner between UNLV and Boise State. Inside 6 weeks to go in the NBA's regular season, one question that needs to be answered: will the Houston Rockets small ball lineup be enough? They're 10-3 since going to the non-center lineup. Charles Barkley, the Hall of Famer and of TNT, told Dan Le Batard, no.
You know, Darryl wants to protect his brand. He thinks he can win by shooting threes. I don't think he can. We had that one fluke year where everything worked out perfect for the Warriors, and I was wrong. And now everybody tries to do that. It only works when you've got the three greatest shooters in NBA history, Klay, Steph, and Kevin Durant.
Rockets and Clippers coming up tonight. Game one of a national TV doubleheader.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
This SportsCenter update was brought to you by Steve Anderson and his crew at Hawkeye Title and Settlement, the team you love, the people you trust since 2004.
Hi, I'm Steve Anderson. Since I grew up 10 minutes from Carver Hawkeye Arena, I've been obsessing over Iowa athletics since birth. Hawkeye teams stand for maximum effort on every play. We founded Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services on some of those same principles. Provide efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services, whether you're buying or selling a commercial property or buying your first home. We'll also make it a pleasant and fun transaction. Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services, 568 Highway 1 West in Iowa City. The team you love, the people you trust.
Here's the thing. Saving money with GEICO is almost better than playing pickup basketball. Because there's always that guy who joins your game. He never passes the rock, he constantly bricks threes, and he'll completely hack you and then put his hands up and say, "No foul, no foul." With GEICO, it's easy to switch and save on car insurance. No need to fake an ankle sprain because you're absolutely exhausted. So switch and save with GEICO. It's almost better than sports.